My dad built a race car with his own hands. He raced the figure eight against many reckless men. Driving deadly, driving metal, driving wicked, driving fast. Always towards that intersection, just a praying they don't crash. Once when sitting on his lap, I asked, how do you not collide? When you're flying so fast to that crossroads, how do you decide? Who's gonna slow down? Who's gonna give? And maybe enough to let the other guy win. Who's gonna take their foot off the gas? Just enough to let the other guy pass. He said, son, here's some advice. You got a promise that you'll never take. The trick to it is, my boy, is that you never, never hit the brake. Son, don't grow up to be a race car driver. He said, son, don't grow up to be anything like your father. He said, look at my car, it's been ripped in half and I'm lucky to be alive. And when you turn 16, I will teach you how to drive.
Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 257. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week the same way we ended them the week before, with a track by Ghost Mice. This week I played Figure 8 from the album Dead of the Dead, which came out in 2004 on Planet X Records. The band is based out of Bloomington, Indiana, and evidently Indiana isn't our only connection, as I had my own race car driving father, and I had a conversation with him that went a lot like the one in that song. We're going to keep the Indiana connection going here as I jump into another track quickly by Josh Brewinger. This song is called Baby Loses Her Mind.
Jumping so much. She's making trouble with brand new stars. Smoking cigarettes, breaking hearts. I know my love, baby, you can own it no more. Cause baby's losing her mind. She can't handle the pressure. I'm gonna leave her behind. It's easier to forget her. Jenny's up on the roof, they say. She parties all night, sleeps all day. And in the darkest night, I try to let you go. She yells out when I was young. I'm getting old and it's no fun. If you could hear me calling, you might love me once more. Cause baby's losing her mind. She says she's feeling the pressure. I'm gonna leave her behind. It's easier to forget her. I'm gonna leave her behind. The only way to forget her. Cause baby's losing her mind. Says she's feeling the pressure. I'm gonna leave her behind. It's easier to forget her.
Cool and I don't wanna be alone tonight.
chance with me tonight.
Tonight, whoa, whoa.
Come and dance with me tonight.
Tonight, whoa, whoa.
To dig deep into somebody's toy box to find that one. That is the band The Take from Austin, Texas, with the A-side of their 1982 single, the band's only release. That song is called Tonight, and since you're not going to be able to find that single, you're going to have to pick that song up on Radio Ready, Lost Power Pop Hits 1978 to 1983, Texas Volume 1, just released back in May on Cheap Rewards Records. That is the first of many releases he promises, including several for Texas, Wisconsin, and Florida as well. Meticulous collection there, well documented and well recorded. I can't say enough good things about that compilation. Before that, we heard from Josh Berwanger with the song Baby Loses Her Mind. That's on his upcoming album Strange Stains, which will be out October 1st on Goodland Records. He is, of course, based out of Kansas City, Missouri, though born in Indiana, so I could link him in and put that connection there with Ghost Mice and myself. And that album, again, another wonderful album there, and he's about to head out on tour covering the eastern half of the U.S. In early October and in kind of early November for the western half of the country, so do catch him as he is out on tour soon. Let's see. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. It's really that simple. There's nothing more to it. Hopefully I make good choices, get some good music, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. But whether it's good or bad, we're going to get through it together. That's the sort of camaraderie we have around here. Looking forward here, I got some more good music, so let's go ahead and play this. This is a track by Mark Kozeluk and Desert Shore with the song Seal Rock Hotel.
At the Seal Rock Hotel, me and my girl having a bad spell. I go to the cliff house every night, walk to Judas Street along the ocean side. And as the ocean breaks against the seal rocks, oh, how my heart aches. And as the ocean breaks when I play guitar at night, God, how my hands shake. At the Seal Rock Hotel swimming pool, feeling adrift, feeling a fool. Sitting around, finger fucking my phone. Smell the sea salt, and I go off again alone. I eat my dinner, then long, garlic noodles and cashew prawns, shrimp dumplings, drunken crab. Oh, how I wanna make it up with you, so. bad. And as the ocean breaks against the sea rise, oh, how my heart is. And as the ocean breaks, I go to call you in. God, how my head shakes. God, how my head shakes. Oh, the loneliest sound of me. It's when the wild water breaks. I want to call you. At the Seal Rock Hotel lobby, met up with my photographer friend Nairi. We headed down to the Sutro Bash. She snapped my picture and we had a few laughs. And as the ocean breaks white water against the Seal Rocks, my heart is. And as the ocean breaks white water against the Seal Rocks, my heart is. And as I head off one more time to bed alone, I know it's time to come home. It's time to come home. Oh, the loneliest sound of day, it's when the wild water breaks. I wanna come home.
Something in the blood that poisoned. life to spice it up. I looked across the table. She was joking, no joke. There was no flicker, just a girl who wanted more than meat and potatoes. She may stop by at Whips and James. Needs carousal, more arousal, a bit of pain. So we started by using handcuffs. We tried a can of cold whipped cream. I was allergic to so much dairy. To finish it all by herself. I slapped her, she wasn't expecting. Then she hit me back, she freaking cracked me. I got a nosebleed. She was angry. The neighbors,
invite the neighbors,
or total strangers,
or total strangers.
Give yourself a leg of honey, where the queen must put on the French basket. Some amusement to get through the week. I know you respect me, and you won't reject me. And the arrow of our love is straight and true.
Oh, I like that one. That is Belle and Sebastian with the song Meat and Potatoes, originally released as the B-side for the Funny Little Frog single in 2006 and recently collected in the Third Eye Center collection that just came out on Matador Records on August 26th. And that's where I picked it up. A collection of B-sides that acts as B-sides. Tracks that maybe don't feel a whole lot like Belle and Sebastian, but deserve to see the light of day. And as Hefner as that one sounds, you know I'm really going to be into it. Before that, we heard from Laura Veers with the song Dorothy of the Island. That is on her new album, Warp and Weft, which came out August 20th of this year on her own Raven Marching Band label. That is another fantastic album from her there. I am a big fan of that. And her she gets to sound a little like Nico, and then she has Nico on the album with her. So if you're a Nico Case fan, you're going to want to pick that up too. And then we started the set off with Mark Kozelek and Desert Shore. Desert Shore includes members of Red House Painters, so it's kind of a bit of a Red House Painters reunion, and that song there definitely feels like it. That song is called Seal Rock Hotel, and that is released August 20th on Mark Kozlek's own Caldo Verde Records. And that song, much like the rest of the album, is every song's kind of its own short story, and that is one that definitely is very visual, I think. Well, looks like I'm about out of music, so let's get some business out of the way. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 257. I have been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets, including Twitter, at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, a couple of things coming up. Kay Flay on the 9th at the Record Bar, the 14th, Murder by Death at the Record Bar, Paul Collins at the Record Bar on the 18th, Rancid at the Granada on the 21st, Fiedler at the Czar Bar on the 27th, or the 27th, the Dead Girls CD release show at the Replay. The 30th, you can see Richard Buckner at the Record Bar. The 4th, Quasi with Jeffrey Lewis at the Record Bar. Good run for the Record Bar, right? On the 5th, Harmar Superstar at the Riot Room. The 7th, you got John Spencer at the Record Bar, or Glenn Tilbrook of Squeeze at the Riot Room. The 8th, that Vampire Weekend show rescheduled now at the Midland. So a few shows coming up here in the next few weeks. I'm going to be out of town for most of them, but I'll catch you at a few. Let's see. Let's end things off here with a good track. This is a song by The Primitives. The song is Really Stupid. I know that's the name of it. It is the single that was released, I think, in about 1986 on the band's own Lazy Records, though recently collected in yet another compilation of all those early singles. I forget what this one is actually called that I picked up, but it wasn't the one I thought I was getting. A new version just came out that includes a live set. That's not the one I bought, but it's still good, and it's great to have these early singles remastered and sounding so very good. So let's end things here. This is The Primitives with the song Really Stupid. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.